Now, it should go without saying that I'm a huge, huge fan of podcasting. Chances are you are too, because you're listening to this, right? It would be difficult to get to 294 episodes of the Membership Guys podcast if that wasn't true. But while you may view podcasting as a way to build an audience, to reach people, to prove your expertise, have you considered how you might use private podcasts as a way to enhance your membership? That's what we're going to be talking about on today's episode of the Membership Guys podcast.
You're listening to the Membership Guys podcast, bringing you proven, practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business each and every week. And now, here's your host, Mike Morrison.
Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 294 of the Membership Guys podcast. I am your host, Mike Morrison. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with me. If you're new to the show, first of all, welcome. I'm glad that you found us. If you're a long-time subscriber, thanks for coming back to us for another round of proven practical tips and advice on growing your membership business. Man, you can tell that I'm 294 episodes into it when I just recite the tagline to the show with such ease. And so, yeah, as we mentioned in the opening there, we've done nearly 300 episodes of the Membership Guys podcast. So it's fair to say that I am sold on the idea of podcasting as a way of growing your audience. It's perhaps been one of the most important things that we've done to grow the Membership Guys brand, to extend our reach, and it's still a huge, huge piece of the puzzle in terms of our marketing and driving the success of our business. It's fair to say that the Membership Guys and Membership Academy would not be where it was today. It might not even have gotten off the ground if not for the fact that we started this podcast right at the beginning, all the way back in 2015. So I love podcasting and I think we do it quite well. We utilize podcasting quite effectively within our marketing strategy. However, there's a way of using podcasting that has always intrigued me that kind of goes against the norms of what most people do in the podcasting world. And that is creating private podcasts. So the whole thing, the reason why I say this is kind of almost contrary to how most people use podcasting, the whole idea about podcasting is the ease with which you can just reach everyone. It's about putting content into the hands of as big an audience as you could possibly reach and eliminating the barriers and boundaries to do that. So introducing a barrier, introducing a boundary, and having a podcast that is private maybe is a little counterintuitive. However, as membership owners, represents a huge, huge opportunity. Now, the notion of private podcasting isn't a new one. It's a one that has kind of always been on the fringes of the podcasting world for a long, long time. And a big part of the reason why it has been a fringe approach, a fringe strategy, is because there's never really been a straightforward way of actually offering a private podcast. You know, over the years, some people have been able to kind of cobble a solution together with, you know, chewing gum and sticky tape. But in terms of there just being a real straightforward way that members, exclusively members, could subscribe to a podcast in pretty much the same way that they would subscribe to a public podcast, where it gets downloaded automatically to their podcast app on their mobile device or their MP3 player or wherever they listen from. Do they even still make just MP3 players on their own? I don't even know. But anyway, there's never really been a straightforward way to do that that fits with how membership owners run their business until now. Our very good friends over at Captivate FM, which is the podcasting host that we use for the Membership Guys podcast and the Behind the Membership podcast. We actually transitioned to them from Libsyn, who we'd used for a number of years. We made the switch earlier this year just because they are really, really leading the pack in terms of pushing the podcasting medium and what we as podcast hosts can do. They're just miles ahead of the longest standing, kind of almost antiquated podcast hosting companies that are out there, and that includes our past host. And so Captivate have just rolled out the ability to create private podcast feeds that essentially give you a way to offer a podcast exclusively to members of your membership site. As I said, this isn't a new idea. They're not the first technology company to offer some sort of a solution to create something that was kind of a private podcast feed. But the way they've done it is absolutely the best way I've seen anyone approach this in the context of how you might want to run it as a membership owner. So I'm going to hand over briefly to my friend Mark Asquith, who is the founder, CEO of Captivate FM, just to explain how these private podcast feeds actually work, how they function. Take it away, Mark.
Hey, this is Mark Asquith. I'm CEO and founder here at Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. And as a membership owner, we know that podcasting is very often central to a lot of your marketing activity, but can be very difficult to put at the center of your member strategy. Now, having worked and become very close friends with Mike and Callie over way too many years, I must be getting old now, it's become really clear that private podcasting for memberships is just way too cumbersome. So being a membership owner ourselves, we own podcastsuccessacademy.com, and being a podcast hosting platform with Captivate, we have developed something that I think you're going to like. I think you're going to find very, very, very useful. We developed private podcasting, but with a very specific focus on helping membership site owners like you to provide private, secure content to your members without the hassle that you usually associate with that kind of offer. Now, traditionally, you'd usually have to mess around with various plugins and maybe some of the other hosting providers out there. You know, their WordPress plugins can be a little cumbersome. They're trying to kind of fit into what WordPress does or some other membership software, and it just gets a little hard. It gets very difficult to manage. It gets very difficult to maintain. And it's very difficult to understand who's getting what and when. So with Captivate, we decided to develop private podcasting in a really simple but powerful way. Now, what you can do with Captivate is really, really simple, okay? What you can do is you can make sure that each subscriber to a private audio feed, so a private piece of podcast content, you can make sure that each private subscriber has their own dedicated RSS feed. So this keeps things very, very secure. If you suspect that someone is sharing their podcast RSS feed that is the one that they've paid for with someone that hasn't paid for it, well, you can regenerate their feed with one click and you can keep that feed secure. We've also made it really, really simple. You don't have to worry about any plugins. All you need to do is host your podcast privately on Captivate.fm. And then, of course, you can use our Zapier webhook integrations, our triggers, to actually automate some of your membership private podcasting content. So you can say, for example, when someone joins my membership or subscribes to a certain tier, you can tell Zapier to tell Captivate to go ahead and add them as a private subscriber to a podcast, which in turn Captivate will then send through the email with their own custom RSS feed link. It all remains on brand and you don't have to worry about a thing. Likewise, if someone leaves your membership, which of course they won't, but if someone does, you can make it so that Captivate respects that, sees that, and unsubscribes them from your members-only private podcast content. So this is a really simple and powerful way to make sure that your membership site owners get the right content at the right time through private podcasting. It's not cumbersome. There are no plugins to worry about. It's very, very simple to use and you can set it and forget it. So check out what Mike has to say about the strategy, what content to use. There's some fantastic tips in this episode for engaging with your membership using private podcasting. And remember that Captivate makes it easy. If there's anything that I can do to help, please do not hesitate to drop me a line over on Twitter at Mr. Asquith.
Thank you, Mark. It's almost like we're in the same room. I'm pretty sure we use literally the exact same equipment for recording our podcast. So hopefully it does sound like we were in the same room. It's kind of socially distanced podcasting. The difference, I think, between how Captivate are implementing this functionality versus the kind of halfway house solutions or options that podcasters have had before, it's just a game changer, particularly with Captivate supporting Zapier, so that you can, if you choose to use Zapier in your membership, and if you're using something that also has a connection to Zapier, like MemberPress, you can completely automate the generation of personal subscribe links and invitations that go out to your members. That is fantastic. That is something I've not seen before. That is something that is genuinely a game changer for anyone who does want to offer a private podcast feed, because they're not having to log into your membership site. You're not having the problem where people whose membership have lapsed still get to access this content. This can all work so seamlessly, particularly if you're using Zapier, to make sure that essentially access is revoked when a membership is cancelled, access is automatically granted when a member signs up. It's just fantastic. It makes it all so easy. And it's got me very excited. It's got me thinking about whether we might look to introduce a private podcast within Membership Academy as well. And knowing what the guys at Captivate.fm are like, this is undoubtedly something that is just going to get better and better as a feature. So now we have the ability to create private podcasts with ease that we can connect to our membership system. What might you actually do with this newfound power? What would you use private podcasts for in your membership? Well, there's a few different ways membership owners could utilize private podcasts to add more value to their membership, or just to make it easier for existing members to extract the value that's already there inside your membership community. So if you're already running a podcast, you could give your members an enhanced or a premium version. So maybe these would be longer episodes, perhaps episodes with bonus content, maybe even extra member-only episodes. So let's just say we wanted to go deeper into this, then into this whole topic of private podcasts. I could call up Mr. Asquith, Mark Asquith, and say, hey, would you mind, on top of what you've already done for the public podcast, would you mind recording a little 15-minute interview? A little Q&A where I pick his brains about some of the more advanced elements of this, and maybe I get his ideas on how a membership owner might use private podcasts. I could perhaps offer that as bonus content that is only available to members of Membership Academy. And then on this show, I could say, okay, you've got this episode, it's all great. If you want to hear my exclusive Q&A with Mark Asquith, then you need to be an Academy member. Go into the dashboard, do this, blah, blah, blah. So that enhanced version of a podcast that you're already running, that's perhaps the most obvious opportunity for utilizing private podcasts. You're spinning off work you're already doing. You're providing essentially, it's kind of like the extras on a Blu-ray. You're providing the ultimate edition. So your regular podcast subscribers, they continue getting your fantastic show, but your members, they get a little extra. That's going to add to the value proposition of your membership. It's another reason for people to join. It's another organic reason for you to promote the benefits of your membership during your main show. And so it's a win-win, right? The enhanced version might actually just involve giving your members early access to your new episodes. So the episodes could be the same, but you might release them early to your members. It seems like a small thing, but that preferential treatment, that ability to get something that is a little bit better, a little bit sooner, to be rewarded, to get the best version of an experience being a member versus a non-member, again, that helps to add to your value proposition. It helps to reward people who are members. It helps them to feel good about the fact that they have this exclusivity. They get those sneak peeks. So that's definitely some ways that you could utilize an existing podcast by adding those private elements to it that are exclusive to your members. You could also set up a whole new separate show exclusively for members too. So you might not be running a regular podcast, but you could start a brand new podcast that is just for members. And so that could just be its own thing. You're sharing tips, you're sharing member stories. So let's say we didn't already have the Behind the Membership podcast. That actually, if we were coming up with that idea today, one thing we might consider is, do we actually make this a member-only podcast? So it's extra content that is exclusively available to members. It's not just bonus, it's not just longer episodes, it's a whole show that you need to be a member to access, in the same way you need to subscribe to Netflix in order to watch their TV shows, in order to watch The Crown, you need to subscribe to Membership Academy in order to listen to Behind the Membership. Now that won't happen, but that's not to say that we won't do some bonus episodes that are just for members, or that we won't release the Behind the Membership series early for Membership Academy members. We might not. We now have that option now that we've got private podcasts. It might actually just be that we release the entirety of each season of Behind the Membership. We release all of it in one go for members. And if you're a non-member, you still get the whole season, but you get it one episode at a time. Again, that's an option. So you can set up a whole new show exclusively for members where that content is premium content. You're sharing advice, sharing member stories, even just a show that keeps people up to date with news and updates from the community. You could repurpose clips from your live Q&As. So something a lot of people running memberships do is they run live Q&A calls every other week or maybe once a month. You could actually turn three or four questions that you answer in each Q&A. You could pick out three or four of the best questions and turn them into episodes. You could take every question and turn it into a bite-sized episode and then release one episode per day. So, you know, if you know that on average during your Q&A calls, if you do two a month, maybe you get 20 questions in each one, then you could take the vast majority, so that's 40 questions you're answering every month. You could take most of those, snip them up into short daily episodes and put them out as a podcast. If you have courses or if you have workshops in your membership, you could strip out the audio from the videos that are part of your courses and then release each lesson as an individual episode of a private member podcast. Maybe you do this as a seasonal podcast. So you can set up podcasts to either be like this one, the Membership Guys podcast, where you release an episode just sequentially, once a week, once every 2 weeks. Or you can set up a podcast in the way Behind the Membership is set up, where it's a season, where you release a limited number of episodes at different intervals, and maybe you'll do one season a year. So you could create a seasonal podcast where each season represents a full course in your membership. And you could release, again, one lesson per episode. You could release all those lessons at once. You could do a course that is purely audio. Or again, you take the audio from existing course videos and make them available to subscribe to as private podcasts, either releasing all the lessons at once or releasing one per week, perhaps with some fresh material dotted in the middle to give a little extra guidance or to maybe make up for some parts of the course that don't work as well on audio. Loads of potential, so much potential for utilizing private podcasts to enhance your membership, to repurpose content that's already there in the membership, to add new elements into your membership, like an exclusive new podcast series just for the Academy, or even just to enhance your existing free podcast so that your members get a premium version, a better version with a few extra bells and whistles that then makes it easy for you to highlight just how good it is, or how the experience would be better if your regular podcast listeners signed up to your membership to get the enhanced version. So lots of potential. It's very, very exciting to see these options starting to open up, thanks to companies like Captivate, who are starting to really, really push the technological side of things up, because that has always been the barrier to doing this sort of thing. And yeah, other memberships, they've been able to kind of find a makeshift way of offering private podcasts, but without doubt, what Captivate have been doing takes things to a new level and really, really opens up the opportunities. And I've got to admit, it's definitely got our brains ticking on whether this is something that we might explore ourselves in the future for Membership Academy. So I'd love to hear from you. Have you considered a member-only podcast? Perhaps you're already offering something like that in your membership, but you're now looking to step things up and take things further now that it's easier to do so. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a shout on social, on Twitter. You can tweet me at Membership Guys. On Instagram, it's at Membership Guy, plural. Just me on there riding solo. So give me a shout on Instagram. Or if you're on Facebook, you can let us know inside our free Facebook group, where we have around 18,000 membership site owners and where we'll be discussing this week's episode. Head to talkmemberships.com. That's talkmemberships.com. Punch that into your browser. It'll redirect you to our free group. Or alternatively, search for Membership Mastermind on your Facebook app and you will find us. Let us know. How are you going to be using member-only podcasts? Are you excited about the idea of private podcasts, or is it something that, you know, you've not really thought about before? And maybe, like me, your brains are now ticking on, you know, exploring ways that you could utilize it. I'd love to hear from you. So do give me a shout. That is it from me for this week. Thanks to Mark Asquith, not only for helping to kind of lead the way with this stuff, and I like to think I've had a little bit to do with that, because anytime that we hang out, I always kind of bang on about, you know, you could do these things for memberships. Us membership owners need a little bit of love too, but I know that Mark and Kieran and the whole team over at Captivate.fm, they're always looking to raise the bar. So they would have done this anyway. and actually, now I think about it, every time I get on Mark's case about doing stuff to help membership owners, he pretty much all just says, yeah, dude, we're already on it. So yeah, big thanks to Captivate for this feature, which has genuinely got me excited. And also to Mark for taking the time to come on today's show and tell us a bit about how private podcast feeds work within their system. If you head over to themembershipguys.com/294, you'll find a full write-up of today's episode with any related links and resources, and of course, links through to Captivate as well. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back again next week with a new episode of the Membership Guys podcast.